Hi, everyone. This is David Hughes with the Corporate Marketing Group here at Worldwide Technology. And thanks for listening in to the latest episode of our Tech17 podcast channel. It's the series which provides information and discussion on hot topics in technology, the key topics that are on today's IT landscape. We always have subject matter experts from WWT, from our customers and partners occasionally as well. So today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic that become very important and has become something of great interest in today's technology area for companies and organizations, called development operations, otherwise known as DevOps. And today we're going to be joined by two experts here at Worldwide Technology who are going to be discussing DevOps with us. And they are Jason Guibert and Paul Richards. So I will let them introduce themselves, and I am actually broadcasting from our global headquarters in St. Louis. Jason is joining us from Seattle, and Paul is joining us from New Jersey near the Philadelphia area. So Paul, let me start with you, and then Jason, so you guys could just introduce yourselves and tell us about your role here at Worldwide.
Thanks, David. Like I said, my name is Paul Richards. I'm a CTO architect in our commercial East sales region.
And I'm Jason Guibert. I'm also a CTO architect with Commercial East. I wear a few different hats depending on the day of the week, some solutions architecture, some engineering, some consulting. So that's it.
Well, it sounds like a full plate anyway. So I'm sure it is. So guys, thanks so much for joining us today. So I think maybe just to get a great place to start would be if you could kind of both give us kind of your definition, if you will, about DevOps and basically what it is and maybe what it is not. So maybe we could just start with Paul. So Paul, maybe you can tell us a little bit about DevOps.
Sure. So when I'm having conversations, I'd like to kind of level set and just kind of dispel any of the misconceptions about DevOps. It's really a combination of culture and automation and tools and other things like eliminating waste and being able to deliver a product, whether you know it's a physical thing that you're creating or if it's software, being able to increase that velocity and get that product to market as quickly as possible with fewer defects.
Yeah, that's part of the challenge with DevOps is there's no one concrete definition. There's a couple of common ones out there that I've heard that I think help folks understand what it's about. So the first one that I've ever heard was just very simply, it's the intersection of development and operations, right? And treating them as one thing so that those two teams act as one and are not siloed. And then another definition that I've heard more recently that I think is a little more practical is so you've got development teams creating software on the one hand, and then you've got consumers or users of that software that are ultimately receiving the work product from that development team, right? So there's a process where the development team creates software, and eventually it ends up in the hands of the users, and then the users have some feedback mechanism where you know they can communicate their experience or their problems or their praise back to the development team. So what DevOps is about is anything in between those two groups that makes that process more efficient, how the software gets delivered and how the dev team hears the feedback about the use of that software. That's DevOps.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thanks, guys. I think that's it gives us a good idea and our listeners into exactly what it is. So maybe just to drill down a little bit more. So I let me throw this to Jason, I guess, to start off with. So when you're talking to customers and or talking to people in other organizations about DevOps, what specific benefits does it provide?
Sure. Well, as Paul mentioned, a lot of it comes from the world of manufacturing and this idea of doing things more efficiently and being aware of work in process and where your bottlenecks are and identifying opportunities to improve or get more efficient at any step along the way, right? Paul, you want to add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, if anything, you know, the increased collaboration with organizations, typically what we see is a lot of organizations are heavily siloed, where there are different teams working on different parts of the environment. You may have some people that are responsible for compute and networking and storage and so on, and they don't really communicate with one another that often. And, you know, the concept of DevOps, it has that open collaboration across all the different teams within the organization, as well as the lines of business and all the way up through executive leadership.
Yeah, and getting back to specifically, like, what are the benefits? Like, so ultimately, why do we care that we're getting more efficient, right? We can deliver software faster, respond to market changes faster, identify problems faster, right? So you may have heard the idea of failing fast, right? And that's what that's about.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. One thing I'm always curious about, and I think it's of interest to our listeners too, and I know it's not necessarily one thing that we did talk about earlier, but I'm just curious as to, are you seeing a lot, or I guess, are you getting a lot of feedback or requests, if you will, from customers who maybe have identified, you know, some of these particular challenges, and maybe, you know, they're coming to you, whether they, you know, see that, you know, DevOps could be the application that they're looking for, or maybe they're kind of seeing some of the needs that DevOps addresses. Are we getting a lot of that from our customers where they're really identifying that area, or is it more, you know, this is something that, you know, you're really trying to espouse to your customers proactively? And Paul, let me start with you on that.
Yeah, sure. So one thing to note is that when we're talking to customers, a lot of them have varying levels of maturity when it comes to DevOps. You know, a lot of them have already heard about it and they're really curious, you know, how do we get started? Some may already be heading down the path, but it's just some things just aren't clicking well. So, you know, the conversations we tend to have tend to be, you know, let's really understand a little bit more about what it is you're trying to achieve. And a lot of that will come through, you know, some form of a workshop or, you know, if it's coaching or if it's a tools assessment or things like that. We've seen a lot of those types of conversations. One in particular, you know, with a recent customer, they had a small team that's already doing something like DevOps, and they're taking advantage of some of their newer technologies and things like that, but the rest of the organization has no idea. You know, so now they're scrambling, trying to figure out, okay, you know, this team is out here doing this. How do we, and they're making progress, so how do we jump on? You know, how do we get in there and really embrace what they're doing? And at the same time, you know, kind of change everything different about the culture of the organization.
Yeah. To add to that, that's typical that we'll see with one of our customers. There will be a small group or one team that has sort of become the evangelist for DevOps, and they want to do it or they're already doing it. And usually that starts with agile software development, right? So agile is an important component, but just doing agile development isn't the whole picture, right? Because there's still, at some point, the software that you produce has to get deployed somehow, and it's still, the ops team still has to manage it, right? And that's where DevOps comes in, and how do we bring those things together and those teams together? So, you know, as it sounds, that's largely a cultural and process problem as much as it is technology and tools, right?
Okay. Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense, especially if you got, you know, I think it was Paul was talking about just how you, when you get different groups of people kind of on two separate tracks, trying to make sure everybody's on the same page, especially if they're looking at a potential new application like this.
And one of those, you know, one of those teams that is often excluded for no particular reason is the security team. You know, we've seen a lot of, in a lot of organizations, security is typically the last to be involved when it comes to releasing a new product or putting something out there in production. And then, you know, the downside to that is it's introducing delay in getting that thing into production or getting that product out to market, because there are security policies in place and need to make sure that this new thing complies with those policies.
Right. So, yeah, the typical old way you would see that happen. And by the way, there's a whole movement now that is starting to be called DevSecOps, which is Development Security Operations, right? Which is trying to address that. Typically, you produce a new piece of software or a new version of software, and when it goes to get deployed into production, then the security team has a bunch of requirements, right? They'll want the code to be scanned, and then they'll want particular agents to be installed, and then firewall rules have to be configured, and you know, and all of that translates to delays. And human checkpoints. So the idea with DevOps is that we want to automate that stuff and do it by policy and build it into the release process.
Yeah, and I think just maybe as a follow-up question to that and kind of along those lines, so I know for whether you're talking to customers or, you know, whether, you know, people are starting to consider implementing DevOps solution or DevOps in terms of their current infrastructure, there's things that they need to avoid, and there's needs that they need to considered. And I think we talked about it before we went in the air, just pitfalls that you know, customers have to avoid and you know, keep in mind when they're, you know, looking at this potential solution. So what are, you know, what are the few of those things from that side of the equation that you have to, you know, that you tell customers about or people our organizations need to consider? And maybe, Jason, I'll start with you.
Yeah. Two things come to mind. So one is the idea of, you know, I've seen an organization try to just draw a line in the sand and say, we're now doing everything DevOps, and they just throw out all of their existing processes. And in my experience, that's a recipe for failure, right? The better approach is to pick one or two teams that are excited about doing it and make them a pilot and learn as you go, right? Because you're not going to get it perfect the first time out of the gate. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, adopting DevOps is about tools and technology as well as it is culture, and you really have to address both concurrently. And I've seen organizations just go out and buy a bunch of tools and invest in them and say, there, now we're DevOps. And if they haven't changed how they operate, they're not going to be successful. And then conversely, you know, if they start with culture and teams, but they don't have the tools to support these new processes, they're also not going to be successful.
Okay. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, I'd piggyback on what Jason just said. You know, I think it really comes down to commitment to doing this. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. You know, there are a lot of organizations that are out there that have been doing or starting to do DevOps, and they realize that it's, you know, it's going to take a lot of rigor and discipline, and not just from the engineering teams, but really from everybody inside the organization. You know, as Jason said, you don't want to just throw your process, your existing processes out the window and adopt something new, because that is a recipe for failure. It is something that you need to really understand, you know, what is it that we need to, you know, what can we adopt and how do we make it work within our organization? You know, far too many times you see,
and if you think agile, it's an iterative thing, right? You learn as you go, you start small and you incrementally improve.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and again, maybe kind of another kind of follow-up to that is, so some organizations might be, you know, looking at adopting DevOps, implementing DevOps, but some organizations may still have older legacy infrastructure like brownfield. So if, you know, if you talk to a customer or you know, you work for an organization or a company that has that older legacy infrastructure, what things do you have to keep in mind or what things do you need to consider if you're looking at a DevOps application? And Paul, could you start us on that?
Sure. You know, when I hear brownfield or legacy environments, I think of a lot of individual snowflakes. You know, a lot of systems are configured differently, you know, whether it's a dev environment, a test environment, or a production environment. If you're doing some sort of in-house development, a lot of times these environments are inconsistent. So, you know, at the bare minimum, being able to adopt some sort of configuration management software to ensure that these environments are consistent. This way, as your developers start to run tests, they'll do development in development environment, push it to test, and then be able to push it to another environment that's as closely, that simulates the production environment as close as it can, right? And the reason you want to do this is so that you have a high degree of confidence that whatever you're doing is going to work in production. And that tends to avoid the, well, it worked in dev scenario, and then, you know, throw it over the wall for operations to go fix.
Okay. Jason, you want to add something?
Yeah, so I agree with that. So automation is key, right? So we want to standardize and homogenize the infrastructure much as we can, and even if that's on legacy infrastructure, we can still put a virtualization layer or an automation layer so that those elements are always called and configured the same way. And so part of that is this idea of infrastructure as code. So a big piece of the puzzle. And then the other one is the applications themselves, right? The whole way that DevOps has manifested itself, it really led to the idea of cloud native architecture, or, you know, modern like 12-factor compliant, you may have heard, or this idea of pets versus cattle, right, where we're talking about the cattle now. So all of the idea of DevOps and Agile becomes easier if you're doing those cloud native architectures. Lots of companies have old monolithic, you know, traditional waterfall method software architectures out there. So what do we do with this, right? Well, you can certainly consider refactoring them or rewriting them to bring them into the modern era and make them more cloud native, but that's not always possible. Think of an old, you know, mainframe application that might be critical to the business operations, and it's just not going to get changed, rewritten, or refactored, right? So what do you do? And one technique that we've seen work quite well is this idea of put API wrapper around it, right? So we create a modern API that will interact with newer microservices the way DevOps prescribes, and then that API is responsible for coming back to that mainframe application, let's say, and performing those functions, right? And then one of the nice things about that is once you've created this API, it can live anywhere. So if you're now deploying, you know, in another data center or in a public cloud or some other venue like that, the API can sit close to where it's consumed and still call back to that legacy application.
Okay. Well, great, guys. I think that was a great conversation, and I think it, you know, hopefully will be informative to our listeners. Just, you know, if they are, you know, going to either be talking to customers about a DevOps application, or some of our listeners who might be considering, I think it's a lot of great information about what it is and, you know, what some of the challenges are in applying it. So well, that wraps up our discussion today on Tech 17 regarding DevOps. So once again, I want to thank Jason and Paul for joining us today and sharing their expertise. So guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
Pleasure.
All right. Thanks, guys. So again, that wraps up today's episode. As always, please, if you don't subscribe, please subscribe to our Tech 17 podcast channel. We do drop new episodes on the first and third Monday of each month, and they are available on iTunes or any other podcast platform. Again, don't forget our Tech 37 podcast channel, which is now including our new Tech 37 series, Between the Racks, which is available in video format on YouTube and as well on our Tech 37 podcast channel. We are dropping those on the first week of each month, and a little spoiler alert, we hope to make those more frequently as we move into the new year. So again, thanks for joining us today. We also, if you have any feedback, we love hearing from our listeners, so just go to Twitter and hit hashtag Tech17, provide any comments, feedback, or maybe further questions you have on today's episode. Again, we love getting feedback from our listeners. So thanks for listening today, and we will see you on the next episode of Tech 17.